On today's 5:45, the most recent meeting of the Clonmel Borough saw a huge amount of conversation around tourism, the Blue Way, and sadly the anti-social behaviour around the town. While there was some positive updates for those looking to cycle the town this coming summer, there are ongoing issues with groups of young people on the Blue Way intimidating other users. I spoke to Councillor Michael Murphy about this after a recent run-in that he had with a group, but we started off by discussing the e-bike scheme.
Yeah, look, I've tried to champion an e-bike scheme for Clonmel. This is a scheme whereby electric powered bicycles would be available for hire throughout the town of Clonmel and surrounding areas. It would further reinforce for me and strengthen Clonmel as a destination in terms of trying to experience a taste of Ireland's great outdoors. I have asked the district to look at this. I do welcome that a working group is to be established, which will encompass a number of different directorates. That working group will engage with other local authorities that are partnering with electric bike companies, for example, Mayo. And I'm looking forward to a report at our next district meeting. But yes, I will continue. I think it would be a great idea, would bring great added value to Clonmel, an e-bike scheme. So I welcome the outcome of, shall we say, the first deliberations of this newly established working group.
Is this something that's difficult to roll out? Like, is this months, years down the line, or is it quick enough if we can kind of get
it working? I certainly hope that we'd see the rollout if the council are on board, if we can find a suitable partner. There's no reason that we can't roll this out for the summer months. I think it would be fantastic. Particularly when you think of the Blue Way and the potential of the Blue Way for, shall we say, you know, the opportunity for visitors, for tourists to traverse the length of the Blue Way. What better way to do that than on an electric bike?
Staying with the Blue Way then, and I know that there has been reported instance of antisocial behaviour. We indeed have heard it here ourselves at the station, and you raised it again, and unfortunately, once again, from personal experience.
Yeah, look, first and foremost, the Blue Way is a fantastic amenity that stretches along the historic towpath between Clonmel and Carrick-on-Shore. It's something I traverse regularly myself, often at least once a week. Fantastic scenery there between Clonmel, Kilsheelan, and then the second stretch between Kilsheelan and Carrick-on-Shore. I am aware of antisocial behaviour along the Blue Way, unfortunately. It's in limited cases, but it is happening nonetheless. I know a number of sporting organisations have been in direct contact with the superintendent in Clonmel. Unfortunately, I've experienced that intimidation, that antisocial behaviour myself, as recently as the weekend before last, when I came on a group of about four or five individuals attempting to steal a bike from a young teenager. I intervened. I was intimidated. My photograph was taken and so on. I've reported that matter to An Garda Síochána Síochána. But what I was really asking at last week's meeting of the Clonmel Borough District is that the district administrator, district manager would engage directly with the superintendent to see can we get a greater Garda presence along the Blue Way, particularly at weekends, because we certainly don't want this to escalate, that it's nipped in the bud at the earliest opportunity, and particularly as we head into the summer months, a period when the Blue Way is most active with pedestrians and cyclists alike.
Your photo was taken, so it almost strikes me as a lack of fear from these groups, whereas the assumption would be once caught, you know, they'd nearly run or want to get away, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
Yeah, look, it's quite a shock when you see a number of youths and you're circled by a number of youths and then one of them takes your photograph simply because I intervened as an attempted robbery, if that's the right word. I can't predict exactly that it would have been a robbery, but look, I felt that was the case. I felt that it needed to intervene. And I must say, when my photograph was taken by one of the youths involved, I was quite shocked. And I can tell you, when I walked from that particular location back towards Clonmel, it was in my mind. I was deeply concerned, but perhaps that's the modern tactic of these individuals to intimidate you. They take your photograph and they say to you, you know, you know where we live. But look, as I said, I've taken up the matter with the relevant authorities. I have to say it was an isolated incident. I've walked the Blue Way many times before and since, and I haven't experienced it. But look, there is a concern locally that these instances are occurring by a small number of individuals, and the sooner that we get an Garda Síochána more involved, I think the better.